feel all right tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient
tea. All right, all right, all right. Hey. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. And we are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking Michigan Avenue on this Wednesday morning. And it's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. You know how that works. Later on in the show, you program the bumps, the music that we play coming back from commercials and breaks and stuff like that. And on Wild Card Wednesday, it's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Send your text in for Wild Card Wednesday requests right now, and we'll start playing them a little bit later on. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. Welcome to the show, everybody. And coming up in just after the 2:30 news, filmmaker Virginia Quesada is going to join us. She is a director and a producer of a new movie, documentary called The Humbler, which is about a guitarist named Danny Gatton. Now, a lot of people don't know who Danny Gatton is, but he is considered to have been one of the greatest guitarists that ever lived. And he has the title, usually, the people have referred to him as the world's greatest unknown guitarist. Well, Virginia has put together a documentary to show the unbelievable talent that this guy had and the short life that he, way too short life that he lived. And it's a movie called The Humbler. There's an Indiegogo campaign to raise money to finish the film, and we're going to talk all about this relatively unknown talent, but you know, to the wider masses, but an extraordinary guitarist. And we'll talk about Tony Gatton, and Virginia will tell us about the movie and how you can help out by donating some dough to the Indiegogo campaign so that the movie can get made. And there's perks and prizes and stuff like that too. So we'll talk about a great guitarist named Danny Gatton. That's coming up after the 2:30 news. A little bit later on, we are going to be talking about a great 44 food hacks. You know, like how to like little tricks to keep, you know, to keep your food fresh, or to different ways of saving food and making food better. And it's kind of interesting as well. And we are also going to talk about the highest paid television personalities and the highest paid actresses working today. That's coming up on the show. Talk a little food. And a little salary. I mean, a lot of salary, I should say, to the people that are performing on your television and the women who are acting in your films. So that's all coming up. Our phone number, as always, is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and Wildcard Wednesday requests. You can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. You can check us out on Facebook, which is the best way to stay connected. It's constantly updated. It's happening while the show is happening, and there are over 12,000 fans on our Facebook page, which is the most of any show on this station. We appreciate that. And you can check us out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. So like us, facebook.com/Nick D Show. And always check out our podcast. If you can't listen live between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. every weekday morning, listen at your leisure, bro. Subscribe to the podcast. Codcast? That's Larry Blackman. That's his. That's what Larry Blackman hosts. A codcast. So it's the podcast. Go to iTunes and subscribe. It's free. And every millisecond of this show is podcast in chunks, and you can listen to it at your leisure, bro. If you subscribe at iTunes, it is automatically delivered to your device, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. So that's the way to stay connected and to listen to the show, and that's what's coming up on the show this Wednesday morning. So let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagrew. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. All right. Had a fun night last night.
That's awesome.
We were almost sold out for The Exorcist. It was packed. It was packed, and it was fun. It was great. That movie rules. it just rules. So it was a good turnout. We'll have some fun tonight at Wild Card Wednesday. I know that's our most interesting requests of the week.
So popular, it's starting to infuse the other nights.
That's right. Because yesterday we had a two for Tuesday that sounded more like a Wild Card Wednesday. So, all right, that's coming up. And in the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Vic, you were at the Movieco Theater last night.
I certainly was. Had a blast.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was, I don't know how I didn't know this, but Jeannie had never seen that.
Wait a minute.
That was her first time.
Oh, my God.
She raised her hand when you said.
said, and you were like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. So well, how cool. did she react to it?
Oh, man. You should have saw her win the pea soup thing.
Yeah.
I won't ruin it, but if you haven't seen it yet.
Well, yeah. There's a scene in the movie where the possessed young girl projectile vomits into the face and mouth of a priest.
Did not know that was actually pea soup.
It was. I thought that It was pea soup, and as I said last night when I did my talk afterwards, that they tried to use Campbell's pea soup.
Yeah.
The director didn't like the consistency, so that's Anderson's pea soup that they use in the movie.
You know, that's really the only way to watch a movie is to have your own personal movie critic there afterwards to answer
well,
all your questions.
Well, you know, and I have a, you know, sometimes I have to, like, do a lot of research on some of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to for
you
this
knew that one.
One
yeah.
yeah, I know this one.
Yeah, I stayed till the very end.
Oh, that's cool,
through
man.
Through all the commentary, it was a blast. I always love that. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks, man. That yep. was fun. Yeah, and it's a scary movie, man. My mom, as I mentioned, even before the movie, she wore a hoodie, a sweatshirt with a hoodie.
I saw that.
And she had it over her head even before the damn movie started. When I was up there introducing the movie, she had a hood over. I'm like, Mom, the movie didn't even start yet. She was freaking out. I was sitting right next to her, and she hadn't seen it since it came out in 1973. That's 43 years she hadn't seen that movie.
That was awesome. And plus, Jeannie got to meet Dan outside afterwards. So
oh, that's cool, because yeah. Dan comes by, and he's kind enough to pick me up afterwards.
Yeah, that was cool. Fun night.
Yeah. It was a great night. Thanks for coming out, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. And the next one is going to be, I think we're trying to do it on a Thursday, because the first two Tuesdays of November are kind of important, because November 1st will be Game 6 of the World Series. Now, we don't know what's going to happen, but I don't want to schedule something and start to sell tickets when there's a possibility that I might not even go to my own event because I will be watching the World Series. And then November 8th is election night. So, you know, so we didn't want to do it that night, and that night will either be the greatest night ever or the end of the world. That's how I look at it. So we didn't want to push it further back because we have a second film club event that we're going to do on a Saturday. And it'll be November 18th, and that'll be The Godfather. We'll be showing The Godfather on the big screen. So we didn't want to do too close to each other. We wanted to do one at the beginning. So we're going to do it Thursday the 3rd, and we're doing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in honor of Thanksgiving. So, and in traffic is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi. I can go to that Saturday one. When is it?
It's the 18th, I think. November 18th.
That's a Friday.
Oh, then November 19th.
Okay.
November 19th. It's Saturday, November 19th will be the Godfather screening. And they will be offering, you remember when you went to Scarface?
Yes.
And they had empanadas?
Mm-hmm.
And they had mojitos?
Yes.
Well, they're going to be doing a wine special. And I believe an Italian dinner, and cannolis.
Oh, nice.
And there'll be a special for that too. And you can get the package and see the movie and have the dinner as well. And that's for the original Godfather.
Some spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah. I think, we had an Italian dinner when we did Goodfellas. They did an Italian dinner special and they did Goodfellas. And it was like a sample plate. It was really good. There was some pasta, it was mostaccioli. There were meatballs and ravioli all on the same plate. And it was garlic bread, and there was a cannoli for dessert as well. So, and you know, Bogart's has good food, man. You know, and it's really a lot of fun. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out last night, and I'm Vic. I'm glad that you and Jeannie survived it and didn't freak out too much.
Yeah, right.
Now, having just seen it just a few hours ago, Vic, can you imagine an 8-year-old seeing that movie?
We were cracking up when he said he saw that at 8.
I was 8 years old.
She actually said afterwards, 8? He saw that?
Yeah. I was 8 years old when I saw the movie.
The Department of Children and Family Services, maybe.
It's ridiculous. But it explains a lot about my personality, though.
That's exactly what
yeah.
she said. She
yeah,
said
I think, that no, that explains a lot. That explains a lot.
Yeah,
I saw The Exorcist when he was 8. And it's just so good. And you know, as I mentioned at the screening, Vic, that performance by Jason Miller as Father Damien Karras, one of my favorite performances ever in the history of movies.
He was so good.
He's
and
amazing.
I did not know that was his first role
his first
in
movie.
A movie.
Yeah, he was a playwright, pretty successful playwright. He actually, I believe he won the Pulitzer for that championship season. It was, and I think he won the Pulitzer for that, but I know it was an incredibly acclaimed classic play, and he wrote that. He was best known as a playwright. And then he ended up being in movies. He did more movies, and but you know, he got nominated for an Academy Award for that right out of the gate. And it's an amazing performance. So anyway, thanks to everybody at MovieCo. Thanks to everybody for coming out last night. And it was almost sold out. It was packed, and it was a lot of fun. It was fun to talk about the movie, fun to watch the movie, too. So anyway, we'll do it again next month. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, now, Esmeralda, I don't know if you – are you a Gilmore Girls fan?
I never really watched it.
Okay. Well, some wonderful stuff is happening in the world of Gilmore Girls because today, October 5th, a bunch of pop-up Luke's Diners are going to be happening across the country. So you can visit a pop-up Luke's Diner. And for people who don't know what Gilmore Girls is, that's not going to mean anything to you. But for fans of Gilmore Girls, you get your chance here in Chicago. Two coffee shops are going to become Luke's Diner. And I'll tell you how you can visit Luke's Diner coming up. And in what is maybe the most anticipated Black Friday ever, because that's when Gilmore Girls hits Netflix. And that's when I'm not leaving my apartment for 4 days. Because all I'm going to do is watch Gilmore Girls. So anyway, we'll tell you about the pop-up Luke's Diners coming up. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. That's a little bit of Danny Gatton. It's a song called Gearheads, and that's Danny Gatton, the guitarist that you should know, the world's greatest unknown guitarist. And we're going to have the filmmaker, Virginia Caseta, with us to talk about the documentary, The Humbler, Danny Gatton, and how you can help out with the Indiegogo campaign. And we'll hear more from this great guitarist who more people should know, and this documentary is gonna do that. That's coming up after the news. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you want to request Wild Card Wednesday, any song, any artist, anything, do it now, 312-981-7200. So, as regular listeners to the show know, I happen to really, really love Gilmore Girls, and I'm a real dork when it comes to that show, and, you know, you couldn't bother me when it was on. Like, if my phone rang, you know, during the hour that show was broadcast, I'd either pick it up and go, shut up, and hang up, or I just wouldn't answer. I love Gilmore Girls. And Gilmore Girls takes place in the fictional town of Stars Hollow, which is a lovely little ville. And the main diner in Stars Hollow is Luke's Diner. And Luke Danes, portrayed by Scott Patterson, owns the diner. And the two main characters, the Lorelai and Rory Gilmore, go there every morning, drink a lot of coffee, and eat food as well, but drink a lot of coffee. Did I mention that they drink a lot of coffee? Luke was, started out as just sort of a flirty friend, a great character on the show, and then became a love interest for Lorelai in the show as well. And Luke's Diner has got a very specific feel to it in the show. And it's a place that, obviously is fictional. But when you watch the show, I've always wanted to hang out at Stars Hollow. Like every time I watch the show, I was like, I wish this town really existed so I can go and hang out there and see all the cool characters and go to the different places. And Luke's Diner would be, I think Luke's Diner would be the number one stop if there were a real Stars Hollow. That'd be the first place I'd go. So check this out. Luke brews the best coffee in Stars Hollow, and today, October 5th, Gilmore Girl fans can sample it in real life. As Entertainment Weekly has reported, Netflix is promoting its new 4-episode miniseries, Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, by converting 200 cafes and coffee shops into Luke's Diner pop-ups. Now, your barista probably won't be a flannel-clad Scott Patterson, and they don't mention with a backwards baseball cap, but that's what you would see. But employees at the pop-up shops across the U.S. and Canada will don Luke's Diner t-shirts and aprons. The first 200 customers will be treated to a free 12-ounce cup of coffee. Plus, in what Netflix bills as a fun surprise, they will be hidden underneath Gilmore Girls-themed coffee sleeves. And if you want to live a morning in the lives of Lorelai and Rory, the Luke's Diner pop-ups will run from 7 a.m. to noon. And if you're in Chicago, here's where you can go. It's at the Osmium Coffee Bar which is at 1117 West Belmont, and Elaine's Coffee Call at 1816 North Clark.
So which one are you going to?
I'm going to be asleep. I'll be watching probably watching Johnny Carson. And since I don't live near there, if I lived near these places, I would go. And I don't drink. The thing is, I don't drink coffee.
You can let it sit there.
No, I can actually just pick.
And then leave.
I would pick it up, and I would assume that they're selling Luke's Diner T-shirts. I would imagine, and I would pick it up, grab the coffee. I'd get decaf because I don't. The reason I don't drink coffee is because I don't do caffeine. But I would at least get the sleeve, the Luke's Diner, the Gilmore Girls themed sleeve. So fans are preparing for this. In the show's initial seven-year run, you'd often find Lorelai and Rory talking about their lives, loves, and pop culture in lightning-fast dialogue while sipping coffee in the window of the corner diner of the small town in Stars Hollow.
They should have someone who looks like Luke.
They should. All the baristas, as I was just mentioning, all the baristas should wear flannel shirts and black and backwards baseball caps to make the whole thing complete. But the osmium, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, Osmium, the Osmium Coffee Bar at 1117 West Belmont and Elaine's Coffee Call at 1816 North Clark. Starts at 7 a.m., goes till noon. All right? So if you want to live like the Gilmore Girls and go to Luke's Diner, 7 a.m. to noon today in those two locations. And if anybody goes to get some coffee, bring me back a sleeve because I'm not going to be able to go. So if anybody's out there, get a sleeve of coffee for me. All right, we got a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Virginia Caseta, who is the director and producer of a documentary called The Humble about the great guitarist Danny Gatton. That's coming up after the news, which is next.